Bitch Anonymous.
Like, is that
episode one?
Stupid bitch.
So what happened was that.
Oh shit, that shit really cool. See, what happened was, let me tell you what happened, girl. We can't make sure the anonymous don't find out or ever hit us. Cause we'll both be dead, bitch.
That's the point of this cop.
But anyway, my girl was seeing, well, not even seeing, was texting some dude. You know how messages be, they wave, you like they pictures, whatever the baby. You got your little fans, your followers. Anyways, she used to text one of her little fans, because that's all he is, because they never met. And on maybe drunk night occasion, a little sexting, a little teenager shit happened. But who doesn't? 2019. Anyway, my homegirl was up in her bed chilling. She get a motherfucking anonymous text from some random ass bitch saying this and that the third. Oh, I don't want him no more. I'm his fiance. I have the text messages of you saying blah, 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 that your lover doesn't do this, blah, 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 etc. And I'm a screenshot it and this and that the third. I told my homegirl, this is exactly what you do. You tell that big head, bald head, stink pussy asshole that nobody even wants your motherfucking man. I haven't even met your man, bitch. If I wanted to, I could have fucked your man, bitch. And from what I heard from my girl, his dick's so small, it's even smaller when he put it the fuck back. What the fuck you think? He 5'2". You gotta be this tall to ride this motherfucking ride. The fuck you mean? Bitch, bye. Talk about, oh, she this, said it like this. Bitch, my friend can't look all that. Your man keep testing her, drooling over her. They haven't seen each other since motherfucking high school, and the motherfucker still texting my homegirl.
Can't get over these titties in his ass.
I'm telling you, big ass titties. I would have told her motherfucker I rolled his face. He told me he didn't like you. Your pussy stank. He told me he didn't want to motherfucking be with you. Bitch, you irrelevant, because he didn't even tell me he had a fiance. I bet you know about me more than I know about you, pussy hoe, and I don't even know you, bitch.
Yeah, you see me touching my tits and touching my clit.
You see your man getting hot over some texts about my girl. So just imagine if he got the poom poom in real life, bitch. You won't even have him. You won't even be texting him. I would have got her mad. And he sent me money to West Reunion, bitch. Said that he don't want you. Yeah. Young Jamaican poom poom. Throwing that shit back.
She's lucky my homegirl wasn't around me when I got them messages. I'm the polite one.
She lucky. Talk about my friend this and that. I haven't even seen the girl, and I bet she ain't got nothing on my homegirl over there stressing some nigga that's 5'2" that gotta jump the motherfucking fuck you and shit. We don't got no time for that.
Nobody has time for that. That was just to laugh at and make jokes about.
He live all the way in Rancho Cucamonga. My friend fucking only texts her when she bored. Who the fuck? She ain't even stressing this nigga. She was in bed, whitening her teeth, and she got a message from his so-called fiance. She said she don't want him no more, so I guess they ain't fiance and fiance. So I guess they done broke up.
And all of a sudden, they got two kids, too. Why did she let him have two kids and not marry her first?
She a fiance with two kids. You know how that shit goes. Let me put it like this. Their always boyfriend and girlfriend, still, with a promise ring, and they got two motherfucking kids. Girl, bye. Somebody wanted your man, he won't be living up there. He'll be down here paying my bills, bitch. And have a good day.
For the next time, Bitch Anonymous, keep it hooked.